On this week's episode of the We Don't Know Either podcast, Michael is really upset and devastated that we didn't get to his fact because it is Super Bowl related and this episode is airing after the Super Bowl. So Michael, for our intro today, tell everybody what your fact would have been if we had time to record it on this episode.
So my fact was it was going to be the first Super Bowl ring that was going to top over 100 diamonds. It was given in 1996 to the Green Bay Packers when they won Super Bowl 31.
See, Lindsay, you were right. Pressure did make diamonds.
Exactly. You're going to get that joke after you listen to the rest of this episode. But a bonus fact for the intro and, of course, our shameless plug that we always do. Make sure you get the We Don't Know Either book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold, and enjoy all of the great, interesting trivia facts you can find within it.
Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into episode number 362 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Justin.
Justin, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Justin is a host extraordinaire. Give the people a little bit of a flavor, a taste, if you will, as to what your hosting style is.
Ooh, well, I just generally say, hi, my name is Justin. I'm your host tonight. And then I get into reading the questions. Usually there's some fun music playing in the background.
Oh, okay. What's your like normal go-to trivia playlist?
Ooh, I made one recently, and it's just a lot of like indie rock, you know, like Arctic Monkeys, but then some pop, maybe some Carly Rae Jepsen mixed in. Just
gotta have Carly.
Something for everyone.
Yeah, you gotta have some Carly Rae in there. If Carly Rae doesn't play while I'm at trivia, I'm angry. Angry. Okay, cool. So, Justin, where can people, if they want to play trivia with you, where do they go?
Homestead in Petworth, 8 p.m. on Wednesday nights.
All right, cool. I love it. So check Justin out at Homestead and also listen to, obviously, this episode that you're currently listening to because he's got a fact. And so tell us what your fact is.
Oh, okay. Starting it off. How much do any of you know about soccer?
I used to play it for a very, very long time in my life. But in terms of knowing things, I would say very little.
I would describe myself as a less than casual fan. Like, I don't watch it religiously, but when it's on, I do appreciate the sport.
Would that be more than casual?
Less than casual. No, you got your casual fans, you got the people that then know more, and I am just shy of casual.
Of casual fan.
Exactly.
Okay.
I was going to say, what to you is a casual fan? What is that definition?
Somebody that will go somewhere, like somebody that will watch it by choice.
Mm.
Like, if it's on at the bar, I'll watch it, and I appreciate the game. I don't go searching for
it. You won't change the channel to it.
I won't change the channel to it, but I won't change the channel from it if it's on. Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm like a big World Cup kind of person, so when that's on and everybody else is carrying, I'm in.
That's the exception.
So this is somewhat relevant to that. A little while ago, there was a civil war going on in a country, and one of my favorite players of all time, after his country qualified for that World Cup, the upcoming World Cup, in the locker room, they invited reporters to come in, and he took the microphone and he gave a little speech that basically said, all of you, lay down your arms, let's have elections. And very soon, they had a ceasefire, and they worked out about 2 years later a peace agreement. So my question is, what country was that in?
Oh, okay.
All right.
So you're a big-time soccer fan, is that what I'm hearing?
A little bit.
Okay. What do you know about countries that are big soccer and
what year was this? This was fairly recently, was it not?
It was for the 2006 World Cup.
Okay, so fairly recently being very much dictated by my age and what I consider to be recent and not recent.
I was like, Pele, no. I was like, that's not recent.
Countries that have recently had civil wars. Go.
I wish that my worldview slash the things that I noticed and or monitored was helpful. But, you know, this kind of world politics, geography stuff is just not my wheelhouse.
Yeah, it is an area I'm lacking, and I felt I was even further lacking my junior year of high school. So when this would have happened.
If you want a hint, I can give you his name, which might help you geographically.
Yeah, okay.
Is it a geographically based name? Is it like
it's a language?
Is it like
based.
Simon Bolivar? And then we can go, hey, you know what? It's probably Bolivia. There you go.
Not exactly, but you will be able to, you will know the national language.
Okay.
Okay. So his name is Didier Drogba.
Okay.
Oh,
is Drogba Eastern European or African?
I want to. Oh.
I know this name.
I know the name too.
He's a very famous player.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're all idiots. And we are so much less than casual. I know I've heard this name before, but
is he still playing?
No.
Not if he was in 2006.
He was young then.
Sure.
I know, like, 2 years ago, he was a player owner of an Arizona team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He owned it with some DJ. I don't remember who it was.
Obviously.
I love that about U.S. soccer.
Cool. Well, I'm just going to be honest that any guess that I have will make me feel idiotic. But, you know, that's the point, is that everybody at home, you can revel in your joy of, wow, Lindsay, why are you the one recording into this microphone? It should be me because I know this. And we don't judge anybody that doesn't get questions correct at trivia, right? That's like a fundamental rule. Zero judgment, right, Nick?
Right. It's not only, it's two sides of the coin. Not only can you not make fun of somebody for not knowing something, you should also not make fun of that person for knowing something.
Yes,
so it's like
true. One
of those, like, oh, in season 3 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, this character married this person and did this thing. I feel terrible for knowing that. Don't. It's information. It helps you get points at trivia.
Right.
You should feel good about yourself, even if it's about the Kardashians.
I feel like people can like the Kardashians if they want to like their... I'm on the whole we shouldn't be judging people for liking the stuff that they like.
Agreed. Uh-huh.
You don't yuck somebody else's yum. That's the rule in my house.
that makes sense. But like, we do dirty sexy trivia every year where it's just raunchy and I get to swear a lot into the microphone. So it's my favorite event to host.
That is one of my favorites as well.
But I always make a point to tell everybody that this is not, it is your choice if you want to ask how somebody knows the answer to a question.
Yeah. Yeah, that's entirely different to dirty sexy.
Yeah.
It is the one event that's like,
which fetish has it? Oh, I know that. It's this. Why do you know that?
Don't ask the follow-up unless you want the answer.
Yeah.
Honestly, Justin, full disclosure, it's your first time recording it's your first time recording this podcast. I was just using a tactic I like to call delay and distract.
Oh, I noticed.
So, yeah. Michael, what's your interesting deck?
No, so I think that we collect... Do you have an answer, Nick, for Justin?
I'm still split between Eastern European or African.
Yeah, I haven't moved past that either.
Or South American, or... North America, there's so many, or European, there's so many options.
Yeah, but
Drogba, yeah.
Sounds to me to be either Eastern European or African.
Think about the first name as well.
Didier?
That might help you with
French,
the language.
French, not Eastern European. Right, that would be African,
yeah,
which
my
means...
Yeah, thought was one of the Northern African, like, old French colonies.
Angola, or... I'm going to go with Angola, because... Or Tunisia? Is Tunisia
Tunisia
a French colony?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Ghana.
That's a great guess.
Because they're very big in the World Cup.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Angola.
I guess I'll go Algeria, but I don't feel...
Oh,
I don't,
you know what?
I don't feel good about that.
I think Algeria is definitely more of a French colony than Angola is.
Yeah.
Okay. So none of you are right.
Sorry, Justin. I am shocked.
Yeah, I personally am stunned.
It was Ivory Coast.
Oh. Okay. Well, she was close with Ghana.
Yeah.
Geographically close.
Right next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh. That's obviously why I chose that, because I knew exactly where the name was from.
Right. Yeah.
So,
also where Ghana and or the Ivory Coast is.
I can identify some places on some maps.
Can you point out the Ukraine on a map?
Yeah, so their civil war started around 2002, and then in 2005 was when they played Sudan, and they won 3-1. That was their final qualification for the World Cup. The locker room after, he gives the speech, they start peace negotiations, and actually after the peace agreement was signed in 2007, they held the first national team match in the northern part of the country, which is where the rebel forces were.
Sure.
And they never hosted games there, but Drogba, again, convinced the president
to do it there.
To do it so they could have a sign of national unity and everything.
See, that's a level of fame that's actually useful, and that few people actually achieve. Like, you become famous enough that you can end wars. That's a good goal to strive for everybody.
That's called the pinnacle.
Yeah.
It's like him and Bono, right?
That's exactly it's the two people on that level.
I'm not going to ever forgive Bono for just putting that album on that iTunes that one time.
Uh-huh.
Totally agree.
Making everybody have the album on iTunes?
Yeah. It was really really frustrating. I was mad.
It scared me when I was hitting shuffle and all of a sudden there's this song I don't know.
Right.
And I was just like, what is this?
So, speaking of a level of fame that can help you stop wars, my interesting fact also has to do with fame.
Oh, okay. Not stopping wars?
Not stopping wars. No, it has to do with fame. The U.S. Postal Service has a zip code. Michael, you have a zip code.
Yes, I do.
You don't have to give it here. Lindsay, you have a zip code. I'd be willing to take a guess that your zip codes are probably the same zip code.
No, they're similar. Different.
Oh, they're different? Okay. So everybody who lives in the United States has a zip code in some form or another. But there are three individuals who have their own personal zip code.
Ooh.
Okay.
I can do this in multiple ways. I can either give you two and you name the third, or you can try for all three.
I think let's take a swing at all three first.
Okay.
And we'll go from there.
I'm going to lock in my guess as your mama.
Okay.
All right.
That's an early 2000 joke because I'm throwing it.
I am taking a just straight swing. I'm going to say Santa Claus is one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh.
I feel good about that.
I feel confident. I feel strong in that.
So my first thought was someone with a private island.
Mm.
Oh, that's a good guess, too.
Solid guess. Yeah,
but I don't know who has private islands.
I have a number two as well.
All right.
President of the United States.
That is a great guess.
I think the White House does have its own zip code. I think that's been established. So, but I don't know if that would classify as that individual person having their own zip code. But I am pretty sure that the White House has their own.
My thought would be there would be two at the White House, one towards general correspondence and one just for stuff going to the president.
Mm. There are multiple buildings that do have their own zip code. Like if it's going to just this building, it goes to that zip code, the White House being one of those buildings. But this is more about the individuals.
So are you, when you say individual, is it literally one person or is it their family?
It is literally one person.
Ooh. So if they die, does the zip code go away or does it stick with them? Or is it more of like the office, the person who holds this title has the zip code?
It is more about the second.
Okay. So
also, to go along with Michael's guess of Santa Claus, one of the three people is a fictional character.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh,
that is a good guess.
That
as
is
well.
A very good guess. Mm. Well, here's the thing: is Mickey Mouse based in California or Florida?
I thought you were going to ask me if Mickey Mouse was a person, and I was like, Mickey Mouse is a mouse, although he does wear pants.
Anthropomorphic mouse, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're going to talk about like classifying what a person is, I feel like pants would be part of that.
I need to be very clear that I'm not trying to dehumanize Mickey Mouse at all.
Mm-hmm.
The strike I think you do have against is I'm pretty sure Mickey lives with Minnie. So
I don't know about that. Has he ever put a ring on it?
I don't know if he has, but I'm pretty sure their house is the same in Toontown in Disneyland. Somebody please correct me on that if I'm wrong. But again, that's in California.
Right. I'm going to still say Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
We got Santa Claus. We got the president. Is there anybody else that we want to throw out there?
So he said it was only one fictional.
That is correct.
So we know we're wrong, but again, welcome to the podcast.
I mean, I want to say Jeff Bezos just because he seems super powerful. But he said it was more about the office than the person.
Yep.
I have a third guess.
Mm.
Okay.
Postmaster General.
That is a good guess as well.
I did. I thought of that too.
Yeah.
Full of good guesses.
I'm bringing it today. I'm bringing the heat.
What do you got, Nick? Give us some hints. Are we even on the right track?
You are all over the right track. Yes. One of Michael's guesses did land. The president of the United States is a person who has their own zip code. So that is one of the three. The second one should be super easy to get given who the first one is.
The first lady?
Oh, the vice president.
The first lady of the United States also has their own zip code. Although you did throw out a number of fictional characters, none of those actually have their own zip code in the U.S.
Oh.
Santa Claus's zip code is actually a Canadian zip code.
Oh. That is absolutely fair.
So if you wanted to send in the U.S., when you send a letter to Santa Claus, it actually goes to the city of North Pole, Alaska.
Yeah, which, fun fact, I've been there. I didn't hand deliver a lever.
It is not in the North Pole.
Yeah, but went to North Pole, Alaska, saw Santa, lots of reindeer.
Uh-huh.
Had a good
cold.
Time.
A little cold?
It was pretty cold. Lots of bald eagles.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Surprisingly not helping Santa deliver packages, which I think is just a waste of the resources you have. But, you know, I digress.
Yeah. Absolutely. If people are going to come there, you can send them away with a couple of packages to their, like, neighborhood or something.
Yeah. All right. So what other big fictional characters would justify having their own zip code?
Is it Harry Hanukkah?
It is not Harry Hanukkah. Mm. No.
Mm. My next, like, big in terms of fictional character that spans generations would be James Bond, but that's obviously not an American character, so I'm not going to guess that. But when you think of characters that would warrant it, I would not be surprised if James Bond had the UK equivalent of a zip code.
Sure. Sure. I can tell you this. This person lost their personal zip code for a while, and then it was brought back due to popular demand.
I did do a quick check, by the way. Minnie and Mickey do not cohabitate. They are two different houses in Toontown and Disneyland.
I wouldn't think so.
I think when they originated, that would have been scandalous.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So, all right, we give up.
Can you give us years when this person first got their zip code?
And then lost it.
Yeah, and then got it back.
If you keep talking, yeah.
Okay, well, so what resurged in popularity? What was popular for a while and then came back?
I think I got it.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam is a great guess. It is not correct.
That would have been a good one.
All right, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, Smokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear is good.
Smokey the Bear is your correct answer.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, Smokey the Bear did have their own zip code. They had it for a little while. They lost it for a little while, and then they got it back. I do not have the exact dates as part of this article that I'm in. It was in a previous article that I was reading while researching this subject.
Honestly, I have no idea what you just said the last 30 seconds. I was too busy dancing.
Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Yeah.
Redemption.
I want a gif of that for the internal communications. Just right. Yes, Lindsay happy dance.
All right. Smokey, the actual Smokey Bear, lived at the National Zoo for 26 years. The actual bear that they named Smokey before making him a cartoon mascot.
Sure.
He received millions of visitors and about 13,000 letters a week. Whoa. So in 1964, the Postal Service gave him his own zip code, which, by the way, was 20252.
Cool.
Random.
So if you want to send a letter to Smokey the Bear, 20252.
Cool. I would like to segue aggressively. So we're talking about creatures, other species, and we're also talking about mail. So like getting mail to this guy would be pretty tough, real tough, because it's Yoda and he lives in space.
Dagobah.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken.
Lindsay, yeah. Excellent transition.
Thank you. Yeah,
that was an aggressive segue.
I don't know what the zip code is in Dagobah, but it's probably long and in a language I can't read.
And then it has the second part of the zip code first.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But, you know, so a physicist.
I got Michael with that one.
Yeah. A physicist went through and he calculated how much Yoda weighs, and he went through and he did a lot of calculations that, quite honestly, me and my AP stat points do not understand or care about, but I'm going to trust this guy because he's a professor in some stuff. Dr. Rhett Allian will tweet you, I guess, if you exist as a person. But anyway, he calculated how much Yoda weighed. He assumes that the Dagobah gravity is similar to Earth's. He assumed, you know, how much Luke weighed, but I'd like to know in pounds, how much does Yoda weigh according to the physics that this person calculated?
Okay.
So and how much does Yoda weigh?
Is that on Earth? Is that on...
That was literally my follow-up question. Yes.
Yeah, he's saying that the gravity is similar. So therefore, the weight's the same.
Okay. Yeah.
Does the force lighten him or anything? Because doesn't he float at some point? I'm not super...
His lightsaber battle style is very acrobatic and floating around, and one would assume that the force had something to do with that. Yes,
he says specifically there are only two external forces on the Luke Yoda system: the gravitational force and the force of the ground pushing up. For this calculation, there is no force. So there's no force within his calculation of physics. He assumes that Luke is 5'9 and weighs 150 pounds, and that his mass distribution is just like any normal human, even though, you know, he might not be. I don't know if the humans in Star Wars are actual humans or not.
Luke weighing 5'9 is the most surprising thing I think I've heard in that entire setup.
Okay. So let's do this then. How tall is Yoda? Is he
3 feet?
In regards to Luke, so you're saying half?
Half
well,
as Luke,
tall,
Luke
roughly?
Carries him on his back at one point, and that's like half your body, right?
Sure.
Roughly?
Yeah, your torso accounts for 50%, give or take.
Maybe a little under 3 feet.
Right, but his head was over his shoulder, so that's top of the head to mid-torso.
I wouldn't say that, the feet definitely weren't at the waistline, for example.
Okay.
I would say, 2.5 feet, maybe, tall.
That's about right.
I'll say, okay.
All right, 2.5 feet tall. So you're saying just under half of Luke's height.
Yeah, basically. And then at what age would a child be that height?
At what age would a child be 2.5 feet tall?
Yeah.
You'd actually be totally blown away by this fact. The point at which a child hits 2.5 feet tall is real roughly 2 years old.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlotte, my daughter, who is 2.5 years old, is over 2 feet tall. She is 37 inches tall. So now, she is on the 99th percentile for height, so she's the outlier. But yeah, she is over 3 feet tall at 2.5 years old.
So maybe think of like a chubby 3 year old.
A chubby 3 year old would probably be somewhere around 40 pounds.
So that's my guess. I'm going to go.
You're going 40.
I'll go 40.
Okay.
That's about what I was thinking, except I was thinking maybe a touch lighter, because you got to figure Luke's been running with him on the back through the jungle. Mm. So I'm going to say about 30 pounds.
Does Yoda
work up a sweat, but not enough to jack up your back?
Well, but it's Yoda. Is Yoda losing any weight from Luke
from being
running around?
Carrying around?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think gaining or losing actual measured weight during a workout is a good way to figure out weight regardless. Yeah.
I don't lose weight like driving in my car.
Right.
I know that for I actually do the opposite.
Stop eating fast food in your car. I'm going to go the other way from you guys. I'm going to say that based on the stature of the character that they would need more weight than what is normal for the height. So if Luke is 5'9 and 150 pounds and Yoda is 2.5 feet tall, is that what we said? 3 feet tall?
Roughly.
Something right along those lines. I'm going to say he's like two-thirds. Like he looks denser than the average. Now, to be fair, he's a puppet, so he is hollow.
Sure.
But I'm going to say that he's denser, and I'm going to say like 100 pounds, like two-thirds of what Luke weighs.
All right.
Yeah, so according to Dr. Rhett Allian, that's A-L-L-A-I-N, he calculated Yoda's weight as 43.7 kilograms, which is 96.34 pounds. So you're pretty close with the 100-pound guess. So 96 pounds roughly for Yoda. Again, he's a professor of physics. There's a couple other sites that have Yoda's weight at about 50 pounds, but specifically, it looks like he did a bunch of math to actually calculate this out.
Either way, Price is right. I got it.
Yes, exactly right, Justin. Either way, you got it. So we need to have a secret phrase here as we wrap up this episode. Yeah, no, Michael, I'm aware that you have a fact, but we're going to have to hold it till next week because we got a little time limit here. Sorry, bud.
All right.
We had too much force stuff happening. Too much force stuff. So we need a secret phrase. Nick, what do you got?
I don't have.
What about force stuff?
Wow. Force stuff. We're going to lock it in because Nick didn't have any better ideas. So force stuff is your secret phrase. Michael, what do you got?
Force stuff.
Nick, what's that secret phrase?
Force stuff.
And force stuff. That is your secret phrase. Also, really, what this podcast is about is just force stuff. Really, that's how, you know, the physicist did all of his calculations and everything. That's math.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Oh, someone give me a PhD. Okay, well, this has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. Tune back next week when whatever fact Michael has will be so worth the wait and just the anticipation of it.
Thanks for that.
Yep. So all the pressure on you. Pressure makes diamonds, so you're going to be great. All right. But again, this is the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Justin.
And we don't know either.
Bye.